Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for August 6th. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, proceeding onward after taking a couple of days off. I shared some thoughts a couple days ago and then talked about my anniversary yesterday and am ready to get back into the text over the next several days. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 is Paul talking about believers suing other believers, Corinthian Christians taking their brothers to secular court, these judgments that they're bringing against one another. We get down into an important concept for Paul in verse 4. If you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? This seems to be those outside the church. That's who Paul considers least esteemed by the church. I don't want to be negative, but I'm not sure that that's how the church views herself today. I'm not sure that we least esteem those outside the church as opposed to those inside the church. Now, you could say we're a far more connected society. You could say we're far more invested in one another than they would have been in Paul's day. You could say that the world is a smaller place because of the communication and the technological advances that we have. And I think all of those things are true. I mean, we're connected to people in a way that Paul could never have imagined. You didn't connect with people outside of your room whenever Paul's alive. And writing a letter to a church is a long process, a process that takes sometimes months for it to even arrive. And it's why there's no immediate sort of questions and answers that are addressed in his letters. Everything has to be in more general terms. That's why that fifth chapter that deals with the incestuous man is very unusual, because it's going to take months for them to even read this, months for a judgment to come back his way. He's probably going to be there by the time they get it, or not long after they receive it. And so I try to keep those things in mind when I think about context in regards to the way scriptures should be interpreted, because it does have an effect, I think, on perhaps how things are worded. So when Paul says, would you appoint those least esteemed by the church to judge? I think what he means is, to me what he means, is why would you go to the world to judge things that you should be able to judge? But to take it farther and say, perhaps we over-esteem unbelievers, well, that's worth looking into. But it's also, I think, worth saying that their understanding of other peoples and cultures was far more limited than ours are. And so I think it's appropriate to me to see how the Holy Spirit, since the time of the Apostle Paul, has brought the human family together in a way that causes you to respect people in a way that maybe generations prior to you did not. I'm saying all that because, you know, here we are in our country, in the United States, still in the first fifth of the 21st century, and we are still struggling with and dealing with issues of race and nationalism and sexism, all the other isms that seem to pop up. We've gotten better. I don't have any doubt we've gotten better. We've got a long way to go. But what I find is that the more exposed we are to people outside of our circle, the harder it is for us to handle, but it's also the pain of that hard to handle ends up being the footstone, the sort of the stepping stones to growth. We become better people, is my point, when we expand our horizons and we learn more about the people around us. And as I said in my July essay edition, I think we're better served in the long run to celebrate the similarities between cultures rather than the differences. Because when all we do is look at the differences, we actually turtle up. We actually sort of pull in to our shell, and we're scared because we fear what we don't understand. when we accent our similarities, I think it's one of the issues with the race issue in America is that when we talk about race, we often talk about what separates the races. We don't enough speak of what unites them. And if we can't do better than that, I don't think we're going to win that war. I really didn't plan on going that deep into that side of that verse. So let's move on. I got into some stuff there I'm going to have to dwell on again. That's pretty interesting. Verse 5, I say this to your shame. That's an interesting phrase. In other words, you should be embarrassed about this. Condemnation and embarrassment are two different things, by the way. Just did a lesson last week. This is a Tuesday that you're listening to this. Last Tuesday, we did a lesson from John 8 on our Tuesday night Bible study called Neither Do I Condemn Thee. And I did the deep dive into condemnation, really, to determine what that word was in the Greek and where it is in the context. And even some moments where it's mistranslated, where the word condemn is used when it should be something else. And after that deep dive, it's been, for me, just jumping in was exciting. Because that's it's the foundation of liberty, is knowing that you're not condemned, knowing that you're free. But one of the things we talk about a little bit in there is don't confuse embarrassment or even feeling bad with condemnation, because condemnation is a specific thing. Being embarrassed of the way you've acted is different. Paul says it's to your shame. So there are some things that you do now that you're a believer and you do them that you should be embarrassed about. You shouldn't walk in condemnation. So again, condemnation and embarrassment, let's not confuse those two concepts. You're not condemned. You're not guilty. You're not being judged. Should you feel like, oh man, I should do better, I'm one of the sons of God? My answer to that is I think so, and I think Paul felt that way. Otherwise, it's really difficult to navigate something like, I say this to your shame, 1 Corinthians 6:5. He says it to your shame because you ought to be embarrassed to act that way. And that is still, I think, appropriate, even ministering grace and the gift of no condemnation. Some things are so far beneath you that if you walked in them and did them and acted like them, you should be ashamed of yourself. You shouldn't be condemned, and that's different. All right, tomorrow we go a little deeper, and we'll look at that fifth verse a little deeper tomorrow. See you then. God bless.